This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. So you know those lists that come out every year ranking the highest paid CEOs? Well, one of those from North Texas caught our eye. There was only one woman in the 100 top paid public company CEOs. The list was put together by the Dallas Morning News and Longnecker & Associates. We wanted to find out whether Texas is an anomaly and whether it matters for investors if women make it to the C-suite. Pam Patsley is used to being both a powerful and a petite woman. We met in a 15th floor conference room, and the first thing she does is adjust the height of her chair down so that her black ballet flats reach the ground. Patsley became CEO of MoneyGram International, it's one of the world's largest cash transfer firms, in 2009, right after the financial crisis. Her job was to steer the behemoth to safety, all $1 billion plus dollars of revenue and 300,000 locations. And she did. Before that, Patsley was CFO and then CEO of two other Dallas-based financial companies, both of which went public. Patsley didn't come from a family of business people. She's the daughter of two school teachers from St. Louis, but she says she's always wanted to be successful.
And so it was really more driven, less about position, but just really like achieving and earning money, to be perfectly candid.
Patsley didn't dwell on being a female CEO, nor ranking as one of the highest paid women executives. Still, when she saw her name on that list of top-paid public company CEOs in North Texas...
And I must say, I was surprised. I was surprised there was only one woman on the list.
Maybe she shouldn't have been. In the S&P 500, there are only 22 female CEOs. That's about 4.5%.
That being reflected down even into the North Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area seems not that surprising.
That's Alyssa Sangster, executive director of the Forte Foundation. It's a group based in Austin that seeks to put more women in top-tier business careers.
I think everybody thinks this problem is solved, and I think you see evidence in the media that there are a lot of women leaders out there, but it's not reflected in the business world in those top CEO spots.
Sangster says having more women run companies isn't just about equality. It's good for business.
There are many, many research studies and cases that have been made for why having more women in leadership makes a difference in your corporation's overall return on investment, your return on equity.
Really? Good for the bottom line? Entrepreneur Karen Rubin was skeptical. She's with the Boston-based trading platform Quantopian. So she ran a simulation investing only in publicly traded, women-led companies from 2002 to 2014.
And it outperformed the S&P 500 pretty dramatically with 200% greater gains than the S&P 500 had over the same time period.
You heard right, 200% greater gains. Rubin was shocked.
And I spent a lot of time, I've spent a year and a half now, trying to disprove it and understand if there's a fallacy in my thinking or in the code that I wrote. I have not been able to find something that completely disproves it yet.
But you can't just stick a woman in the CEO spot and expect profits to magically rise. In fact, a study by the Peterson Institute for International Economics shows one female figurehead isn't enough. In the research, profitability only went up when multiple women were in corporate leadership. If Fortune 500 companies want to groom women for these top jobs, Alyssa Sangster says they need to reach them at the very start of their careers.
Instead of having kind of this mysterious career path, they're showing them the step-by-step ways that they would make it to the top.
And some parting advice from a woman who did make it to the top. MoneyGram's Pam Patsley says, find something you're passionate about. Work hard, and don't be afraid to adjust a few chairs. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.